Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we all need a good night's sleep, certainly more than ever, to be effective at coping with the challenges, a lot of stress out there. And some research shows that increasing number of people are experiencing sleep disturbances since the onset of COVID. Certainly in my practice, it's been one of the key things that I've been focusing on with patients and one of the big issues that people are coming in with. So I thought this week we'd talk about some of the stages of sleep and how to support good health. And then next week, I'm going to talk about some ways that we can actually protect our sleep. So when we think about sleep, through the course of the night, we actually go through several stages. And generally, sleep is divided into two stages. The first stage is called rapid eye movement, and the second stage is called actually non-rapid eye movement. So when we think about rapid eye movement, it typically occurs in the first 90 minutes of sleep. Our eyes are moving quickly, and it supports this particular part of our sleep, which is called REM sleep. It actually supports memory, mood, cognitive function, and actually some studies actually connected a lack of REM sleep with reduced coping ability. So that's really important if we're really under a lot of stress. And unfortunately, REM sleep really declines as we get older. So the second stage is this non-rapid eye movement, and there's actually three stages of that. The first stage is actually a very light sleep. The second stage is about half of a night's sleep and that we spend in that second stage. And the third stage is actually the deepest stage of our sleep. And that's what happens there is breathing and other processes slow down. And it's actually hard to wake up somebody from that third stage of that non-rapid eye movement sleep. So when we think of the consequences of poor sleep, if we're not getting enough sleep, it can affect our hormones. Some patients will come in and they have difficulties with weight management, for example. We see this certainly with patients with sleep apnea. It can affect our cognitive function, concentration, memory. It can really affect our immune system and increase our risk for cardiac problems. And certainly there's more likelihood of depression when we're not sleeping well. So next week I'm going to talk about how to protect our sleep. But if people want to have more information about sleep issues, if they're not sleeping well, they'd like some naturopathic support, they can reach me at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
A complimentary consultation by phone or in person is yours. All you have to do is remember Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty, thank you. That was interesting, and I look forward to the tips of how we can protect our sleep naturally next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.